Thank you. Thank you, youth. Amen. Let's give them another hand. Amen. You know, they always say that it's not a mistake if you learn something. If you don't learn anything, then yeah, that's pretty much a mistake. I'm learning now that I'm getting too old to do things like this, so rushing early in the morning. But we thank God that we're here, and we're here to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. How many of you love God? Know that He's doing some great things in your life. And thank you, Sean, and the youth for making accommodation for the pastor. So we appreciate you all. We thank you so very much. And again, this is probably the only time we're going to have to do this because I'm getting old. And I, amen, amen. But welcome all of you that came out at 9 and not at 10. So we're here to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Got a good things going on today. We will be sharing with the Canaan Baptist Church at 11 a.m. today. So that's the reason we change the service. And thank you for understanding and being accommodating. Next time when someone calls me on the phone and say, can you do this? I'm going to ask for the letter first and then decide. Amen. But nevertheless, got a good message for you today. Last Sunday, we talked about grown folk conversation. How that the message you send through your mind and you process, it is the message that's going to resonate and determine your actions. So you got to be careful what you feed yourself. Got to be careful what you say to yourself. And that spiritual maturity, where that comes in, you're now at a level where you're able to communicate something different. Rather than the old talk, it's the new talk. Rather than the negative message, it's the one that will get you somewhere. The more you complain about a problem does not make the problem go away. It magnifies it. Can I get a witness? So hear the words of Paul. This is probably going to be one of the shortest messages you will hear me preach at Crossroad, but it'll be a good one. Amen? Since it's one verse, will you say this with me? When I was a child, let's say it together. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. God bless you. You may be seated. Father, bless us now as we prepare to proclaim your word, that it might be edifying, that it might honor your name, and that most of all, God, that people would be drawn closer to you. Thank you so much for all that you've done and all that you mean to us. And Lord, with that, we give you praise and glory. Direct us now in these next few minutes that we might be able to teach thy people in Jesus' name. And all the saints of God said, amen. New conversations will lead to a new reality. I say that because when we think about what we tell ourselves, as long as we reflect on what has been, then we're living in the past. But as soon as we turn the conversation toward what is going on now and where we are now, it leads to a healthier life. It's hard for you to adjust to something that is new if you're still going through the old. Paul brings up that conversation when he was speaking on the topic of love. We've got to mature in God's love. The things that he has given us, we've got to learn how to grow up and mature. These youth that we have here at the church, they were wonderful when they were babies. But now many of them have grown. Many of them are approaching the stage in life where they can call themselves, I'm an adult. But if they resort back to the childish talk, they've not really learned anything. And certainly, they're not able to practice anything. Let me give you an illustration. God expects maturity in our lives because when he led the children of Israel out of bondage, they knew nothing about being free people. All they knew was servitude. All they knew was being a slave in Egypt. Now imagine this. You would take that group of spiritually immature people, lead them directly into the promised land and say, here you go. I'm dropping you off here. Here you go. They would have failed miserably. You would not even know of a nation of Israel today had not God brought them into the wilderness, brought them into a teaching environment, gave them his law, gave them creeds that they were to live by and they were to practice. It was only when their mind got changed, where their conversation got changed, that they were able to go into the promised land. And then it took 40 years for them to learn how not to be a slave, but to be free. Not to say that you're of Egypt, but you're now the people of God. You wonder why we go to church every Sunday. Because you don't get it on one Sunday. You don't get it on two Sundays. Sometimes it takes months for you to learn one new principle of how to walk and to talk like the children of God. And see, that's why you got to take this thing seriously. God is speaking out of heaven. He's saying to us, this is my word, and I'll get to it whenever I can. Meanwhile, you learn to adjust to the things of this world. Many of the children of Israel were not accustomed to God speaking to them. You know what they said? We want to go back into Egypt. We're going to get us a leader that's going to take us back. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime you have a leader who's taking you back in the past, they're going the wrong way. Amen. My mama said, I'm not the brightest light on the block, but I can tell you that if you're going back, you're never going to discover the new things of God. God is a wonderful God. He wants us to know him in the fullness of his grace and love. And therefore, God is leading us. He's guiding us. He's directing us. So this is a grown folk conversation. We have to learn to talk about spiritual maturity. And you measure that by your love. You don't measure it by your talk. You measure it by the love that you display. Things are going to happen in life. Circumstances are going to take place. Folk gonna make you mad. They gonna get on your last nerve sometime. But if you act spiritually immature, then 1 Corinthians 13 means absolutely nothing to you. It says love bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things. And what we do is when somebody crosses our way, a lot of times we want to just write them off. You can't do that. That's not in God's economy. Everybody's worth something. They may be doing some crazy stuff, but they're worth something. So what do? You have to learn how to engage in a grown folk conversation with folk who may be talking baby talk. Are y'all listening in the building? Notice I said you got to display this daily. This got to be a part of your daily practice, what you do for God. Imagine also King David. He was anointed at about the age of 15, 16 years of old. God anointed him, said, you are going to be the next king of Israel. Now, what if God said, let's forget all about the program. Let's forget all about the educational process. Here's a hint for you kids that think you know everything. Just picking at you. But here's a word to the wise. You need to learn. Learn from your teachers. Learn from those who will come into your life and start saying to you, hey, this is what I've learned. This is what I'm passing on to you. School is not entertainment. It is a learning process. So imagine David. The only thing he knows at that point in his life is doing what? Raising sheep. All he knows about is being a shepherd. He doesn't know a thing about being a leader. As a matter of fact, he's got some few skills as a musician. So he's got that in his resume, and now he's going out to face the world. He's got an anointing, but he does not have an education. Any witnesses in the building? People say, well, the Lord gonna work it out. Yeah, he will work it out, but he's gonna also teach you in the process. God is going to instruct you. God is going to show you the things that are priorities with him, because a lot of times when you got someone who is immature, their priorities are going to be getting mixed up. Young kids think it's important to eat ice cream in the morning. But we know otherwise because we're grown now. David had to go through the process of God training him, God instructing him. And you know what he did? He wrote down those things. When you read the Psalms, a lot of times you're reading about, here's how I made it through. Here's how I had to trust God. Here's how I had to pray. When my enemies would come in like a flood, God would come to my rescue. He had to learn by walking this thing out. Yes, he was anointed. Yes, he was loved by God, but he had to face some oppositions. Only then could he be prepared to go out and do the Lord's work. Imagine the uneducated, untrained David, who knew nothing about giants, knew nothing about fighting battles. Imagine him not having a conversation with God before he got there. Imagine him just going on the assumption, man, that giant, he ain't nothing, man. I'm just going to go on up there, and I'm going to be a shepherd. I'm going to act like a shepherd around him. He never would have defeated him. Some of you, you're never going to defeat your problems because you're talking baby talk. Folks get mad, you get mad. Am I talking to you? Things go wrong, you start talking wrong. Oh, why? This always happening to me. Listen, no one enjoys heartache. No one enjoys pain. But you can learn something in your moment of pain if you tune in and listen to God. The first thing you ought to be telling yourself is, I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me now. And the next thing you ought to tell yourself, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Anybody going to trust him anyhow? You've got to learn in that process. You've got to learn that God, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. So Israel had to learn his ways. They couldn't automatically get into the promised land. And no, you're not going to get that $1 million right now because you don't have a $1 million mind. Just in case you're asking, just in case you played the lottery, think you're going to win it. David had to grow. So 13 or so years later, here he steps into the position of ruler. Now what was on his resume? He brought me through this. He brought me through that. He was able to testify, God did this for me. Amen. Listen, folks. When you learn, you gain what's known as a testimony. Amen. You start inquiring. You start asking. You start learning. You go through the process of saying, God, lead me, show me. So your conversation changes. And also your environment changes. I'm not talking about the things around you. I'm talking about the things that are in you. Amen. We're living in a negative world, and all of us know that. Amen. But we also need to recognize that you don't have to be negative just because the world is negative. I thought about something the other day, and I'm not sure. I've got to go back and study it. But an electron knows that it's supposed to be an electron. I'm getting into something I don't have a lot of knowledge about, but I know a little bit. A proton is a proton. A neutron is a neutron. What if all of them decide, no, I don't want to be that today. I'm going to be something else. Then all of the functions that they have of keeping things together, making everything work, would just be totally out of order. Last time I checked, a cow was a cow. Went in the country yesterday and saw the deer running across the road. They didn't change. They didn't try to be a moose. We as humans, we flip all the time because when we don't like our environment, rather than us taking on a positive standpoint, what we will do is we'll take on the negative and start acting like the problem that we're in. You got to grow up. Look at somebody, tell them you got to grow up. I want to give you some things that talks about the new level, because actually what we're doing is we're moving into a new level that God has prepared for us. If you're the same believer that you were 5 years ago, that's fine. But if all you know is what you knew 5 years ago, that's not fine. If you're walking in the same pathway that you walked 5 or 6 years ago, then maybe you're not keeping in step with God. You got to grow in this thing. It's called the grace of God. The grace of God will take you to new levels. It will take you to new heights. It'll give you new joys and a new peace of mind, a new understanding that you can do this. My body has changed over the last 3 years. Not a whole lot of it I like, Miss Kaplan. But you know what? I can't do a thing about some of it. Things that I used to could eat. You know, we sing things I used to do, don't do nothing. Things I used to eat, Danny, can't eat them anymore. You look at it on the stove, you say to yourself, I'm going to just walk on by. Why? Because you're mature now and you're living at a new level. Paul brings that out in this verse. If you're going to live at the new level, you don't make a storage space for your past. What I mean by that? He says that because I'm functioning now, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away. Put them away. We store stuff. We keep them around. And we tell ourselves, I can use that again. Those clothes you wore when you were 5 sizes smaller, you tell yourself, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to get back in those clothes. And guess what? The moth going to get to them before you do. I'm just saying. Those who live in the past have an intention of repeating the past. But those who live by faith have an intention of going forward in faith. Never let your past haunt you. Because guess what? Jesus didn't just die to cover your past. He came to prepare you for the future. You can't look back. You can't keep old things around. They get smelly. They get smelly. We have a garbage disposal. Every Monday morning you put your garbage can out there on the curb. Because you don't want that stuff going back in your house. Why are you saving the smelly stuff in your life? What are you keeping it for? And if you throw it at people, they're going to throw it right back at you. Got to move past the past, leaving the past behind. But then also we discover something new. Moving to the next level, don't you know that you have some exciting things that God wants to show you today? Touch yourself like this and say, I'm alive. Do you not know a lot of people can't do that? They cannot say those words, I'm alive. You are alive, and because you're alive, God has some great things to show you today. You got to prepare for them. Yeah, you failed. You messed up yesterday, but you're still alive. Didn't do what you should have done yesterday, but you're still alive. Gave up some opportunities, gave up some ground yesterday, but this is a brand new day. Touch somebody, tell them, this is a brand new day. Paul says in Philippians, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what an athlete does. They don't just run. They don't just say, I'm in the race. That's good enough. Paul says, I want to win this thing. Listen, you only have one life to live. And either you're going to live it as a winner or you're going to accept things and live it as a loser. I may not win every battle, but I guarantee you, with me and Jesus, we're going to win this war. We're going to win this war. The devil might knock me down, but guess what? I'm going to get right back up and say, the Lord God is with me. David learned through his experiences. Israel learned through their experiences. And guess what? You're going to learn through yours. Put a high mark on serving God. Put a high mark on honoring him. Put a high mark on saying, we're going to move forward. Yeah. This church would not be where it is if we were not forward thinking. Amen. And now, if we're satisfied where we are right now, we're going to become stagnant. Yeah. But if you keep letting it flow, Amen. Good God Almighty, If you keep allowing God to use you, change is painful. These are the kids that grow overnight. Some of them, they walk in church one Sunday, and they're right here. Then they walk in church the next Sunday. And I know I'm not shrinking. Not that much, but walk in church the next Sunday. Where did you come from? They've grown. You as a child of God, you too can grow. You got to stop talking baby talk and have those grown folk conversations. In closing, I had an opportunity this week to share with some people. They were going through some problems. They were going through some difficulties. And every one of them invariably said, the only way I'm going to get through this is I got to talk to myself and tell myself, don't give in and don't give up. I didn't just hear it from just one person. I heard it from a couple of people that I interacted with this week. And they said, you know what? I'm going to get through this. I don't know how. And it's okay to not have all the answers right now. That's not important that you have all the answers. Because God has the answer. Amen. God has the key. But you got to start speaking at a new level. You got to start talking about what you're going to do. In the church, we used to always talk about heaven. You don't hear people talking about heaven much nowadays. We hear Bernard sing about it ever so often. One of these old mornings. All right now. But we need to live like that, folks. You need to live like you're moving on up. You need to live every day and say to yourself, I'm so glad to be alive. I'm so glad that God is in my life. Things may not be the way I want them to, but thank God he's got his hands on my shoulder and everything going to be all right. You got to talk to yourself. I love the sitcom that was produced by Norman Lear back in the 80s, and I used to watch it every chance I would get, called The Jeffersons. Sherman Hemsley and Isabel Sanford, better known as George and Louise. They started off with things hard in their life. It was rough sometimes, but then opportunity came and they took advantage of it and they moved on up. I can see George now just bopping. I can see him just moving. Come on, come on, Weezy. Come on, come on, come on. Child of God, that's you and me getting excited about the things of God. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's get it together. Let's move on up, because God did not bring you this far to leave you right now. We're able to move on up. You got to talk like you're going to that high rise in the sky. You got to talk like the Savior knows you and you know him. You can't talk about the past. You got to talk about God is a good God. God is merciful to me. God's going to take care of me. And even though we're now looking at age as a fact in our life, but age cannot match the goodness of God. Clap your hands, all you people. You got to learn to engage in a new conversation. Now, let me prophesy over these young people. Prophesy over you all. Here's one thing I want to say to you that will not happen when you step into the classroom. Your teacher is not going to teach you what they taught you last year. You say, that ain't deep. It is deep when you think about it, because now what they give you, you got to study it. We as children of God, we got to study to show ourselves workmen of God that need not be ashamed. And in doing that, we can have a grown folk conversation. God bless you this morning. For those that have been listening online, we want you to understand what Christ is doing. If you've never accepted him as your Savior, you need to do that. You need to say, Lord, have your way in my life, and God will do that. You can't come here in this place, but what you can do is correspond with us. Go to our website, crossroadbc.com, and get in contact with us, and we'll be able to help and share things with you to help you grow in your faith. Amen. I want to give the invitation to everyone. While our ushers are getting ready for the offering, There be one. I'll give the invitation very quickly. If you're not saved, you can come to know him. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask that we all stand as we prepare for our offering.